Flight to the London was all ready for departure.
Welcome to another episode of the London Resort Officially Unofficial Podcast. In this episode, we are continuing our mini-series and looking a little closer at the next official partner of the London Resort, Derbyshire-based Garmondale Engineering. Now, Derbyshire-based Garmondale Engineering, according to the press release, is a second-generation family-owned and run business, founded in 1980. Situated on the edge of the Peak District, it is recognised as a world leader in the manufacture of theme park ride systems. It has established working relationships with some of the largest and most successful theme park operators in the world, such as Universal Studios, Merlin Entertainment, and Parks Reunidos Group. Commenting on the opportunity to work with the London Resort, Commercial Director of Garmondale, Zoe Shelmadine, said, "Garmondale is absolutely thrilled to be part of what will be a truly exciting and revolutionary project. It will be a huge asset to the UK and will allow the best of British talent to attract a global audience to the UK. This will hopefully put the UK back on the world attraction map, and it is exactly what our industry deserves after a challenging 18 months. Finding a family-run UK business delivering attractions to some of the biggest theme parks in the world sounds too good to be true, though on paper that is exactly who Garmondale are. Their website boasts a very impressive client list including Alton Towers, Legoland and Universal Studios. Their collaboration across multiple sites for their clients suggests they are reliable and consistent, but let's take a closer look at what they actually do. In the last episode we talked about Electrosonic, who we expect will deliver both rides and entertainment, utilising their expertise in tech and AV experiences. Garmondale overlap partly in the design and manufacture of rides, but hey, you can never have too many of those, right? What they do offer additional to Electrosonic is expertise in shotgun gating systems. So, you know, all of the railings and security measures around the rides, which stop kids from falling on the tracks and whatnot. They also boast a track record in transportation systems, specifically tracked train systems, and they highlight the Snowdon Mountain Railway as one they're particularly proud of. However, when we bring this back to theme parks, this means we could very likely see a Disneyland-esque railway service transporting people around the resort, and that's pretty exciting. Garmondale also seemed to specialise in family and water ride systems. Following details of the dinosaur land emerging earlier this year, this is very consistent with our expectations that this will be a very family-friendly resort. Additionally, Garmondale also provide park and ride maintenance services and ride refurbishments. Examples of this include turning the Rocky Mountain ride at Chessington into Scorpion Express and refurbing the Megaphobia coaster at Oakwood Theme Park. The company itself is run by the Shelmadine family, specifically David, Zoe and Margaret, following the resignation of founder Roy Shelmadine in 2009. So this really is a family business through and through. Aside from Garmondale Engineering, they also own a company called GEL Rides Limited, of which there is no information about on their website, but is registered to provide support activities for animal production. Considering Garmondale also provides zoo refurbishment services, which we didn't mention before, we assume this is to segregate any animal-specific licensing required to carry out this work, rather than it being, you know, anything shady. And the truth is, besides some limited unaudited accounts and their website, there is very little information about Garmondale. Though the information we do have is promising, it does beg the question of exactly how much vetting the London Resort are doing to ensure they are partnering with the right companies. That said, Garmondale clearly have credibility and trust within the industry, not just in the UK but worldwide, and their name may well have been a recognisable and credible one to Gerbo and his team. I can personally only hope that they make full use of the services offered by Garmondale when designing the London Resort, then throw in some AV wizardry from Electrosonic and we start to have quite the theme park shaping up, full of groundbreaking, immersive entertainment and family favourites. There is also a clear trend from the London Resort's first business partners in that they are putting the attractions, the entertainment and the ride experiences first. Now, I'm no theme park design expert, but that sounds like a great approach to me. In the next episode, we are going to take a closer look at the final company, Catapult, who they are, what exactly they do, and how might this shape our expectations of the resort. And of course, we're going to throw all the links to websites and other stuff into the show notes, so do check that out and subscribe to the show. Thanks again for listening, and if you have something to say, you can connect with us on Twitter at London Resort Pod.